Cheers and enjoy the show. Welcome to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg.
It's been a long week.
Has been a long week. I'm tired of having to breathe so hard after everything.
What's going on, everybody? I'm ready for some like normal oxygen at this point.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm like, I told you today, I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Welcome to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg. I am Greg and that's
Beth
and the dogs. They're chilling around, hanging out today. Hope you guys are doing good. Hope you are ready for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Because that's what it is.
I know, it's weird. I forgot. I did too. We'll be traveling the whole time.
We had to randomly find anything that we had that was green.
Had something green.
It's good though. We're going to have fun. It'll be a fun little road trip back home. It's always rough though. The return trips are always rough.
Yeah, they're always.
But you get to get in your bed at the end of them and use your own toilet,
yeah,
which is a big deal.
Yeah, but here's what's different. Normally we take the first day of the week off after we get back, and we're not this time. So it should be a long, exhausting return to work week. Hashtag
that's all
first
right.
World problems. Hey, first Reed. Hey, Jacob. Yep. Hi, guys. Happy
problems.
Friday.
Fuck it. It's all good. But this week has been fun. We're going back to Texas, of course.
Going back to Texas.
There's a big story about Texas I'll share with you in a minute.
Oh, yeah?
In a couple minutes. All right. But, yeah, so.
Hey, Wilkery, evening to you, too.
Today I was over. So the mountains here are like peak 7, peak 8, peak 9, and so on. And I was at the base of peak 7, getting a beer, taking a break, snowboarding quite a while. And Wilkery, what's going on? And back facing the mountain, all of a sudden, these fighter jets came blasting through.
Were they low?
They were low. I mean, low enough that you could see the plane easily. But it
and
was
the sky
cool.
Was clear enough.
Up on the like they buzzed around the mountain, like way up by the top of the mountain. It was cool as shit. So that was kind of a highlight of the week. That's my feel good for the day because that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. And I don't know where they were stationed from.
Why they were doing this.
Why they were out here in the mountains cruising around, just having fun. But it looked fun as shit. Everybody down there at the base, because it's kind of like a party at the base of the mountain.
Right. Well,
especially this time of year.
Food and
restaurants
and bars. And
right. And everybody
all situated around the lifts.
Cheering like, woohoo, doing other things. And plus they also had a DJ going. So that's always
fun. I didn't partake of the mountains.
No. You went... That's one of her feel goods, but we'll get to that in a little while. So we'll jump in. We got some fun shit. Pornhub has been closed down.
Wait, what?
In
Why?
Texas.
Why? What am I going to do?
I was like, we're going back to Texas. It's never going to be the same. But it was shut down. Well, they decided, Pornhub decided to say, hey, we're not going to let anybody have it because they require an age verification.
Texas does?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a bad thing, right?
Well, it says, what's up, Alex?
How hard is that? Put something on your website.
But it says, so there's some things I'll tell you about it.
Liquor websites do.
Legal experts say a Fifth Circuit decision to uphold part of Texas law regulating adult entertainment websites conflict with U.S. Supreme Court's precedent regarding minors' access to obscene material. I understand that. But what are they going to do, those minors, with the entire internet?
Well, so does that mean every free porn site
is just Pornhub?
No, but it's going to have to require an age thing. I mean,
I think so. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
We were joking about it last night. I told you just to type in boobs on your like Google search, and it's instant.
Well, here's the thing. So just because you put that out there, 16
your
porn's
year olds
gone
too.
16-year-olds are gonna.
Oh man, what are people gonna do?
Yep, Pornhub and YouPorn. Well, there goes my two go-to sites.
Well, are you going to log in if they do? You're going to be tracked? They're going to track your
porn? I do it on DuckDuckGo, so.
But you still have to log in?
No, they just ask you a question like they do when I went to go see where I could get
Equal
Rare.
Are you 18? No, there's a verification. Like, you have to log in.
Yeah, you have
in.
To put your birthday in there.
Oh, that's it?
Uh-huh. That's all it is on the liquor one that
see.
I looked up the other day.
In the latest installment of the dispute between adult content websites and Texas lawmakers, Pornhub suspended service to Texans on Thursday, arguing a state law infringes on adults' right to access protected speech.
Oh, should I go open the blinds so they can see how pretty it is outside? No, it's got the...
You can. Well, I don't want to get blasted by that outside light.
Okay.
Pornhub disabled its website in Texas after that Fifth Circuit Court upheld the age verification requirement in ruling last week. So, hey, you know what I mean? What we got here? A lot of other sites are still open, but problem is a lot of videos on their sites are free from there. Yeah, from Pornhub. Yep.
Will they stop those videos going to those ones that operate? Like,
we'll let you know on Wednesday. We'll do our research.
Maybe.
I mean, that's all I can think of, is just to do research. Unfortunately, who is this? Somebody said, unfortunately, the Texas law for age verification is ineffective, haphazard, and dangerous. Not only will it not actually protect children, it will inevitably? Yeah, that word. Reduce content creators' ability to post and distribute legal adult content and directly impact their ability.
So here's the thing. Everybody
share.
Hates Texas because we're so conservative. So of course they're going to be against it. I mean, I don't have a pro or con for it. Who cares? There's always a way. When there's a will, there's a way.
Let's go to X.
When there's a willy, there's a way.
You can go to X.
I don't go on X.
But you could.
Are stupid.
On Twitter, you could. Well, I'm just saying, go on there and type in boobs. It's going to do the same thing.
Okay.
There's no way to stop it. Yeah. It's the biggest industry in the world.
I've seen some of your Instagram like things pop up, and I'm like, what are you looking at? Like, what kind of
Instagram,
like your search
things.
Engines? I mean, your
algorithms. It's just all chicks and skateboarding
come up
and
with
dogs.
Chicks showing their. I don't. We saw that one where she was. In camo pants, and all she did was put her pants down, bend over, and let the video record her covered taint.
Don't judge me.
I was
me
like,
Beth.
What is that about, and why is it coming up on your algorithm, perv?
Don't judge me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, mine's all discreet.
I just scroll. I also don't look at your shit. Are you?
You can look at my shit.
Creeping on my.
I was looking. We were looking for something together, so I was invitedly creeping.
Mm.
On your shit.
So yeah, Texas is no longer the same.
Well,
it's all changed.
Wah.
What are you going to do though?
Reddit is 90% porn. I didn't know that.
I'm never on Reddit, so I don't know. I think I've accidentally like clicked on a link for Reddit and I just don't get it. I just don't know how to use it. That's the old man in me.
There's an app.
No, I know. It's the old man in me. I think I do too. I just never gone into it.
I think the only reason I have an app is there was one story that for Castro Files that I was following that it took me to Reddit. And it was like, do you want to download the app? I was like, sure.
Yeah. So the funny part is, there's like we said, when there's a will, there's a way.
When there's a willy, there's a way.
Oh, we should get that. And it's going to be like a picture of a whale. Like Free Willy.
Oh, yeah, that would be funny, actually.
Where there's a Willy, there's a way. So this gentleman, and this is blurred out, not by me.
I do feel like I need to check this beer and get some energy. Holy cow, I'm exhausted.
So I know for Beth, it might be a little difficult to see.
I can't see it. It's all right. It's going to pop up here.
But
eventually.
What happened was this gentleman, he went and saw Kristen Stewart's newest movie.
Okay.
Man busted with his dick out at her movie, asleep as credits roll. So this guy is passed out with his dick in his hand. It's blurred, of course. The picture's blurred. I think the jacket was over his lap.
Was he whacking off in the movie theater?
Yeah, I believe so.
What was the movie?
So Kristen Stewart's new film is apparently pretty hot because a Michigan moviegoer was arrested this week for allegedly exposing himself during the flick. 33-year-old man got busted Thursday by cops at Southgate, Michigan, near Detroit, after they got the call that this dude had fallen asleep in the theater during a screening of Kristen Stewart's Love Lies Bleeding. The obvious problem being that his penis was out and exposed, which
great.
Is
now
picture.
This dumbass kid's a
which
sex offender.
It's blurred in the picture. Yeah, exactly. He's not a kid. He's 33 years old.
I mean, he's a kid.
But if you look at the picture next to him, like on the table. He's got a bunch of drinks, got a pack of smoke sitting out there.
Yeah, he was...
Right. He's chilling. He was. He got a little too fucking
I'm going to have to look up what this movie about, like why it was wank-worthy.
I don't know. Eyewitness claims that the man wanked himself and then fell asleep, but cops didn't quite go there. All they were saying is that the guy was arrested was allegedly intoxicated.
Oh, well, obviously. Maybe all they charge him with.
Maybe
that's...
he was gonna, and then he just fell asleep with his dick out.
Or he did. Well, I'm sure there would be evidence if he did.
There would be evidence.
Yeah.
They also found illegal substances on him. No.
He's a dumbass.
He was booked for possession of narcotics, indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
Because
he got woken up. I mean, how many times have I been grumpy waking up? You're like, hey, honey, go snowboarding today. It's going to be a blast. I'm like,
rrr. Yeah. Well, at least every day.
Maybe.
It probably was just like weed too. That's the sad thing. Because I don't know if weed's illegal there or not.
Weed's still considered a narcotic.
Yeah.
It's not, a Schedule One.
If it's not legal in the state, it's considered an illegal narcotic. Yep. So
the flick, it basically follows lesbian love story between Kristen and Katie O'Brien's character with a noir crime plot.
Who's Katie O'Brien?
I don't know.
I got IMDb this bitch.
There's a lot of strong sex scenes in the first 45 minutes of the movie, but none really after that. So the
Katie,
guy,
what was her name?
Katie O'Brien. Katie O'Brien. MC, what's going on?
Well, I know Kristen Stewart is a lesbian.
Well, she kind of goes back and forth. Oops,
no,
shit,
she's been with
off
one
the
woman.
Wrong thing.
She's been with this one woman a
turn
while.
Off the wrong thing. Turn off the camera instead of the. I don't know.
I don't know her very well. She's not really been in anything I've ever seen. She's been in Teachers, Santa Clauses.
Maybe this is her breakout role.
Maybe.
Going full expose.
Well, and you don't really have to be a lesbian to play a lesbian.
No, you just got to like kissing chicks or maybe not even like them. Kristen has been wearing some out there outfits lately to promote the film, but you just can't buy this type of publicity. You got to figure folks will be dying to see it now. So, yeah. I was like, just go see this movie.
She was in a movie called Relation Slut. I mean, I'm sure that was really good.
What was it?
Relation Slut.
Nice. Probably should put that on the old Netflix queue.
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out.
What are you trying to figure out?
Because it keeps having this Mary Louise Bennigan is like under all these movie names. I'm like, did she do all, you know?
Is she the producer or something?
Maybe. I don't know. That's what I was like trying to figure out.
I don't know. But hey, note to self. Don't fall asleep.
Whack it with your winky out.
So, like, if you go to, like, you go
Let's
back.
See, I've called it a willy, a winky. See if I can call it a different name for every story.
If you go back in the day, like, with Pee Wee Herman, at least he was in one of those jerk movies. You know what I mean? Like the actual, where they're playing adult movie.
Type of stuff. When he got busted?
When he got busted, like, years ago.
How can you get busted if that's what they're for?
You're still not allowed to do that. Like, in public. But I'm like, why? Who goes and sits in a movie theater and sits there and
wanks
like,
off under his jacket? Ew, what if he did it and his jacket's all dirty now? Well,
probably wash it. I'm just saying.
I mean, it did look denim, so hopefully that's the case.
Is it crustier?
If you don't wash it, I would imagine it gets a little starchy.
Why don't you just use a popcorn box or something?
You want to waste his popcorn?
It went perfect with popcorn.
It was perfect with the drinks he had.
I don't know. Relation slit is what Dempsey said. Scissor me timbers, Jacob.
It was actually relation slut with no hyphen, which is kind of funny. But relation slit, I mean, that's probably a good name for good porn.
A what?
A good name for porn.
Relation shit.
Relation slit.
Could be.
Scissor me timbers.
That's awesome. I don't know.
Oh, he did go LOL, relation slut. Yep. Anyways, that's crazy. Well, good luck, kid.
Hey, so it happens. Just be mindful that when you're in public.
You should probably need that kind of adventure for home.
Because
when you do your in-home theater.
It makes you sleepy once you finish up.
I mean, I feel like he should have probably run into this
You get
movie.
That endorphin dump and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Right? And that's why you just want to go to bed.
Yeah.
And sleep.
Well.
And sleeping in a movie theater is only okay if like. You're watching a boring movie or something like that.
Or you're at home.
Or you're, yeah, like me. I don't tend to jerk off.
Not where we're watching Disney movie, no.
Why did it have to go?
I don't know. I just went Disney.
That's weird. Like, I yeah. God damn it, Beth. Well, there's always something you say.
I know.
There was this MMA guy. I think I mentioned it to you.
Wilkery said, just use that new Dune-themed popcorn bucket.
Could do that.
Ew, and then somebody accidentally eats it? Gross.
It's just butter.
No.
I can't imagine it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Or I can't believe it's
Is
not butter.
Is that shit even around still?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure they've decided it clogs your arteries like the second
no,
you eat
No, because
it.
It's not. I don't know. It's made with something else. Is that shit that's just the vegetable oil one?
I think so.
It's the one that's fucking dirty. Yeah, Justin, what's going on? Cibolo Creek.
Oh, that's right. You guys are on vacation. Mm-hmm. Doing the camp thing for a couple nights.
Yep. Did you get hammered with some storms up there?
Yeah, so guys, there's some big storms rolling through Tejas.
And we're not there.
No.
It's all right. We'll go back and we'll see if the other truck is...
damaged.
Wrecked. It's all good, though. But Mark Coleman.
So who's that?
If you recall who he is, he's an old school, like, legend in MMA.
Oh, yes. Right? Okay, I remember.
He had a house fire the other day, and I think like three nights ago or something like that. But it was pretty crazy. His dog woke him. His dog's name was Hammer.
Yeah.
And his dog woke him up.
Say what kind of dog?
He looked like a Rottweiler.
Okay.
Like, not a giant Rottweiler, but like a decent size.
Right.
Excuse me. So he issued this statement of gratitude after heroic near death. Don't ever count the Hammer out. But that was also his nickname. Mark the Hammer Coleman, right?
Okay. So his nickname and the dog's name.
Right. Excuse me. So the UFC Hall of Famer and former heavyweight champion issued a statement basically saying that he was super happy. Alive. You can watch can't be on planet Earth if you haven't seen that video where he's like, I'm so happy to be alive.
But why did they put him in coma? Because his lungs were just so bad.
Yeah, I think they intubated him
out in the field.
Make sure how, yeah, because he passed out inside the house and they got him and pulled him out. That was after he had gone and got his parents out of the house.
Right.
Which is that's amazing, right? That he was able to save his parents. And then he went back in to get his dog and he couldn't find his dog. And that's when the smoke overcame him and he passed out. But
he lost his
59-year-old MMA pioneer overcame the odds.
He looks way older than 59. Alert. Maybe it's from all of this, but he looked old.
Dude, yeah. That was back in the day when they were brawlers. I mean, they're brawlers now, but those guys were all fucking...
There weren't as many rules.
I don't think there was like as many rules about like the drugs you could and couldn't use.
Oh, you could use drugs?
Well, I'm talking like, you know, like human growth hormone and maybe a little Anadrol in the ass.
Is that a steroid?
That's like a steroid, okay. Right? Like some of the, whatever, there's a million different names, but some of that's those types of things, right? But he's alert, responsive, and breathing on his own by Thursday. Coleman's complete message can be read below. But basically, like I said, I'm blessed and grateful my parents and I are walking out of here alive. Basically says, as always, sober is cool, carnivore diet, 9 ancestral tenants, Hammer House for life. Sad part is, of course, his dog died.
Yeah.
So his dog was cute as shit, and his daughters came out and said, you know, that was he was like there all the time, like always had the dog with him.
Oh yeah.
So it was like,
well, hopefully he gets it not too soon. He needs to mourn his loss, but hopefully he gets another one soon. Did you see that Reed is waiting for the SpaceX launch?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm sure we'll see a video or a picture with some hard AFs in the background. Reed's good about that. Free advertising for hard AF. Fuck yeah. That's great.
Did you ever take your picture on the mountain?
Nah, I rode 3-4 lifts to get over to Peak 6.
Why didn't you just take the gondola to 7?
Well, no, because I was like, I'll just ride over. I did one run, just kind of chill and kind of get loose. Got over there, and then you go from the base of one up to another, down, up to another, down.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's exhausting getting over. Like that would have been my whole day.
Right. So then all the way up, I posted a video from the top of Peak 6, like a reel or whatever.
Did you do a Zen?
I didn't do, no.
Oh, you dropped the ball on all sorts of shit we talked
dude,
about.
Dude, it was, so it's like 13,000 fucking feet up there. Like I'm,
so you had no oxygen in your brain? So
I was like, son of a bitch. Right? You know, I was like, I got off, went left. I was like, the damn sign's over there, but I want to drop in over here into the bowl. I didn't want to drop on that side because it's a pain in the ass. And and I was like, fuck, because I was going to bring a hard AF up and just take a picture of it, like the highest hard AF so far.
Yeah.
And I forgot. But it was like 10 o'clock in the morning or 10:30 or something.
I don't know
like that
you would have drank it anyways. That's, well, who am I talking? What am I talking about? Who am I talking to? Hello?
Once I got done with that, because that's like a 3.5 mile run going from the top all the way back down to 7, the base of 7.
Yeah.
It's fucking long.
Have I ever done that?
Not from the bowl. No, you did. You did. Yeah. You did the bowl once. One time. Like.
And I think I vowed to never do it.
6 or 7 years ago.
And then I think I vowed to never do it again.
And we have a friend, Fred, who is this older gentleman, lives in Colorado Springs, who's basically Beth's.
He's been skiing his whole life.
But he's basically like Beth's ski instructor, right? And we the only reason you went up there is you were skiing every weekend and shit like right. that. And they just opened it up. And yeah, you were super confident.
Do we live here?
I can't remember, or was one of the trips we came back.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, that was the only time, but that was a few years back.
Yeah.
5, 6
I was younger and stupid. Not really.
It was a lot. It was fun as shit, but I was like, I was done by 2 today. I was like, I am tapped out.
You should have done 2 half days, probably.
Probably. Oh, well. They were fun. So fuck it. Cheers. We haven't done a cheers yet.
Cheers
everybody. Mm-mm. Yeah, so we were wondering, we're driving back tomorrow. We got like...
Oh my gosh, we got so much snow.
We got 12 or 15 inches here of fresh snow night before
so
last.
So pretty. So actually, the funny thing is when we got off the show on Wednesday, we ate dinner here that night, but that's when it started snowing hard.
Yeah.
And it snowed hard all night long, and then it stopped for a good handful of hours.
Then it started up again.
And when we went to dinner... last night, it was snowing the hardest I might have ever seen it snowing.
It was cool.
It was cool.
But then the pass is
cold
on both
AF.
Sides. So there's 2 ways to get into Breckenridge. You come up I-70 from Denver, or you go out the back route over, is it Hoosier Pass, something like that.
I think.
And that pass just got back open this afternoon.
Yeah.
After 2.5 days. I-70 got opened this morning, I think.
Okay.
Something like that. A lady, we bumped into some lady that was coming up. Where was she from? She was from France or some shit. Remember at the convenience store? The grocery store?
No, I wasn't there.
No, you were there. You're the one that started talking.
Oh, they were from...
They were Chamonix, France or something?
No, they were from Britain. They
were
UK? From, yeah, they were from the UK. They were from a very... they're from Nottingham.
Yeah, like the movie, Nottingham.
Yeah. They had to sleep in their car.
On the side of the highway.
Because the road got shut down, and everything where it got shut down, people must have got there before them and got all the available hotel rooms.
Yep.
Which isn't a lot to begin
There's
with this time
on the
of
highway.
Year. Which yeah. isn't a lot to begin with this time of year, because people stay where they can travel to the various mountains.
It was crazy.
So, yeah they slept and...
excuse me.
They were trying to make it to Dallas to go to a dude ranch to go ride horses and
After
stuff.
After like staying up here one night. But yeah, that would suck to sleep in your car for...
Yeah.
A whole night on the side of, especially that highway.
Well, I think they said they pulled into a gas station.
Yeah.
And spent the night there. But she's like, we didn't get much sleep. If we weren't worried about our surroundings, then we were too cold to sleep because they had to keep turning the car off and on and off and on. Because she was worried.
A risky take.
She kept saying that it was telling her the motor was getting too cold. So she was having to start the car a lot.
Oh, she probably just turned it on the auxiliary or whatever.
So they could have noise or at least a
music,
radio.
Whatever. I don't know, man. But yeah, it was pretty crazy. So they were worried about like food not getting up here because the trucks couldn't get over I-70 pass.
They were worried about alcohol because they all have the...
we asked one of the bartenders last night specifically.
Well, he told us, he said that they had to make a run to the grocery store
for food
to get food for their menu so that they could actually offer people food. And I said, what about alcohol? And he's like, oh no, we're good on that forever. You're like, we don't ever have to worry about that.
Distilleries are up here. There's like 3 or 4 distilleries up here and a few breweries as well. So there's plenty of booze.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was awesome. So we'll head out tomorrow. South Pass is probably going to take us a while to get up to down.
You think?
Yeah, it's going to take a while.
Why?
Because it's still going to be icy and it's going to be gnarly.
Yay. Just what I love.
All good though. It's fun. But it's a fun time to be up here. When you see snow like that.
Yeah, it was a lot of snow.
The dogs were having fucking fun.
We came out and like we weren't sure how much we got. And then we walked out and one of the things that had no snow on it had like this much snow on it. It was really cool.
How much is this much? Like 10 inches, 12 inches?
12 inches probably.
Yeah. On top of like a little light fixture. For those that are listening.
Yeah.
They don't know what this is.
Oh, whatevs. Foot and a half?
That's definitely not this.
Well, then
well,
it
the
was
other
a
night
lot.
You didn't know what 18 inches was too. You said, "Is that like 3 feet?" You did. I've got it on tape. And then you went hashtag math.
I'm gonna say something. I was gonna say something snarky, and I thought, you know what? Don't hurt the boy's feelings. He can't help it if he's a ding dong.
Oh, there's another one. Ding dong.
Oh, ding dong.
Willy Wonka.
Let's see. I was gonna say.
Oh, there's a follow up to your higher intelligence. Story
emotional
last week.
Intelligence.
Yeah, your EQ? Emotional, your higher, yeah. And I put out a video, excuse me, out like a reel out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so this is basically a recap, right? We were talking about it, and it's like, oh, do I have to ask all my guy friends, you know, how are you doing today? That whole bullshit thing.
I don't think guys do that.
Because dudes don't do that. We don't do that.
Well, unless you know somebody's in crisis.
that's a different story.
Right.
Absolutely. But it's not something that just generally comes up. Right. So there's videos out there. It's like, what'd you do this weekend? Nothing. What'd you talk about? Football. What else you do? Nothing. Like, it's like a wife and a husband talking, right? It's absolutely the truth.
Okay.
It's like, if Peter and I or Travis or somebody or Justin, or we're just hanging out.
You're not asking them how that made them feel.
Yeah. So somebody on the like put a comment on that and it was like, I can't believe you even uploaded this. This is just makes you look, you guys look terrible. Like you don't have any empathy for anyone.
No, I do for the right reasons.
Dear God.
Okay, so here's the thing about people and empathy. People want you to feel sad for them when they didn't get to buy the blouse they bought because it wasn't in their size. I'm not going to feel sorry for you. That's the problem, the world problems we have today. People are like, I didn't get my shirt. All right, fuck off. Go buy another shirt. Now, if you lost your mom, I'm going to be quite empathetic. If you lost, you know, your job, going to be quite empathetic.
You stub your toe?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you to suck it up, buttercup. I mean, those are the words that are going to come out of my mouth.
I think she's actually used those with me.
I've several times.
Fairly certain. You know, fuck it. Whatever. But I thought it was funny.
But it's funny because that's when I love, like that just shows.
It was a full paragraph. I'm like, you took that much time on a 20 second clip.
That's what I'm saying.
To write
like,
all that shit
that
in there.
That is the problem. Like, people expect everyone to feel sorry for
them.
And
then all I do is go in and put, like, the smiley face emoji.
Yeah, or thanks for the feedback. No, I don't answer.
No.
Because, A, it would require me getting on something. And, B, I have no... When people are retarded like that, I have no filters. I could be like, well, you know, because my thing would have been like, why don't you grow up and toughen up a little bit?
Yes, sissy. Sissy pants. I don't know.
I mean, I'm lucky I'm married to you because I probably would hurt my other husband's feelings if I'd be like, I don't feel bad for you. You decided to go to jiu-jitsu and blew your knee out. Not my fault. Suck it up. Let's go. Get those crutches. Let's move. Now, if you lost your job.
I'm pretty good.
If you lost your job, I'd be like, baby, I'm sorry. Now you got to start looking for a new one.
Get another job. We still got bills.
I would say, I'm sorry. I'll provide you support. Your ass better
figure
get back
your
to
shit
though.
Out.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Lights don't fucking keep themselves on. Exactly. Yeah. It's what's your favorite place been up here to eat so far? We've eaten some
gosh.
Good shit. That's one thing. I think the bartenders or some we've met a lot of bartenders since we've been here.
We always meet bartenders because we sit at the bar.
Yeah. Because there's two of us, so you can belly up to a bar really.
Versus waiting 2 hours for a table.
I think he said there's like 110 restaurants in Breckenridge.
Yes. Something and it's not like that big. It's not.
It's a main. Like
it's like a Hallmark movie street. Like literally, that's what it like. If you've ever seen a Hallmark movie and you see the street that just has all the shops and everything on it, that's what this is like.
So
it might be 2 miles from end to end.
Basically. Yeah. Excuse basically. Me. So what was your favorite one so far?
Oh my gosh.
So we hit Italian. We had a great wing place last night.
Ollie's. We went to Ollie's, which in all the years we've been coming here, we have never gone there.
Never even seen it.
I don't know if people have talked about it. We've just never listened
to it. It's an old dredge boat that they have down. There's a river that kind of runs through Main Street.
The river runs through it.
Yeah. And there's a big ass dredge boat that they turn into a restaurant. And it's pretty rad.
You got the wings. Mm-hmm. I got the burger. They
dope
were
wings.
Pretty freaking delicious. We've now decided that's going to be an early stop in the week.
Yeah.
I had too many wings.
I couldn't bring, and we're leaving tomorrow. I couldn't bring them.
I think Gianpetro's is still my favorite.
Pizza. But that's the night I wasn't feeling good.
Well, because you didn't like those. You guys know when you get calamari, it has the little rings or it has the baby octopus. The baby octopus, first of all, do not look enticing. I just see that and I see a miniature sea monster and I'm like. And then you say they tasted funny. Like you almost gagged on the first one. So you ate a motherfucking second one. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you?
So that next day I wasn't feeling.
No, that
I
night.
That night I had a little tummy upset.
Would you? It's
I
not,
still
it's,
ate it.
It's not going to be ruined for you, right? Because I'll have to go there without you.
Plus I also had clams and linguine at the same time.
I had the chicken Alfredo. Oh my gosh.
We're literally in the mountains and I decided
to
get seafood.
It's delicious though. So here's the thing though. I think the first couple days we were here, we forget you just munch during the day so that you can eat dinner. And those first couple days, we had lunch.
We had too much food in our
systems.
And
you just can't. You get full here. Like, I was reading this thing today. I probably would have been good to see
it
the first
night.
Day.
Yeah.
But it was like ways to have a safe and happy, healthy experience here, and it was like lots of carbs, low protein.
I feel like I'm the other way around.
Lots of carbs, low protein, because that helps your energy, right? So that you, and then it was like several small meals throughout the day, and I was like, "Oh, we didn't do that."
Yesterday, I had a half a bagel.
I had a bagel
to start, and that's what I snowboarded on all day. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing today. And then by the time I was all the way back, I was like, "I'm fucking famished. I was starving to death." That's why I was like, "That's another reason I was done." I was like, "I'm tired. My legs are burned. I'm gonna break something."
I love that you said it was a winning moment for me. It was an achieving moment when Greg was like, "This was so much easier 4 years younger." And I was like, "Oh, thank God, he's finally starting to hit that mark where he's starting to realize that older bodies run a little slower."
Shit. Sometimes,
there's
dude.
No good pizza in Texas. And that's not true, Jacob. Grimaldi's is good.
Well, Grimaldi, but that's a chain.
It's out of New York, but it is. They have one in Texas.
Phoenix.
They're good.
They are good, but it's a chain.
It is a chain out of a local New York, but other than that, you're right. There's not a lot of good pizza places.
There's no good burrito
places. Like in Phoenix,
there
was a ton. There is. You're just a bitch about it.
No, they're all tacos. And then they add on a burrito, on a breakfast burrito, you know what they add?
No.
They add fucking refried beans to a breakfast burrito. Who the fuck does that?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
I could have sworn I just got you with potato, egg, and cheese and bacon.
No. You have to specify that you do not want. Who puts fucking refried beans on a breakfast burrito? God damn it. That's why San Antonio is so fucking fat.
Better watch your tongue there,
San Antonio, it's not me making this up. We've been hearing about it on the news.
Oh, for like the last 10 years, you're not screaming anything new. I'm just looking at the white boy who can't handle refried beans.
One thing about up
my
here.
My parents had either refried beans or borracho beans.
One thing about up here.
And avocado, sliced avocado with every meal.
I'm pretty sure.
And corn tortillas.
I might be the almost fattest person up here. Because there hasn't been a really, I don't think you could survive up here. You haven't seen one of those little carts.
That kid yesterday.
But that dude, he sounded like they were ripping up.
They
and
were
down.
Ripping, but he was still a big
he was
chubby
big,
boy.
Okay, so he was a big chubby college kid, though. I think he was the A&M
I don't think they're
kid.
College. They were A&M, but I don't think they were college kids.
Anyway.
They might be graduate students.
Maybe. But yeah, you haven't seen one of those little, what are those little scooters, those mobilities? You haven't seen one up here.
No, even the people that are 80 aren't using them.
No, fucking people that are 80 up here are up there fucking skiing more than I am. There was a lady that I was getting out of, like, putting my shit in the locker. I was taking my stuff out of the locker. She was already finishing her day by the time I got over there. Because, you know, she's getting fresh tracks, 8 o'clock in the morning. She's waiting
she's
for the
up
lift.
There. She's like, bitches, get out of my way.
That lady said she had been up here for six or seven weeks nonstop and skied almost every single day. She had to have been in her 70s.
I mean, so here's the thing.
I was like, fuck.
I
That's how I want to be.
I strive to be that way, but that means I need to start working out now. Because I can't be that way not working out, and right now I'm not working out.
We decided that, we got to get back into mountain biking. We got to get back into like more hiking outside, getting off treadmills, doing stuff like that, because it makes a big difference.
Joining a gym where I can follow a class versus going to by myself and going, what am I going to do today besides stand around?
Oh, that one got people pissed off when I posted about that too.
What?
That reel. I posted one where I said that you said, I need somebody to yell at me.
No, I didn't say.
Oh, yeah. We were back home. It was from last Wednesday.
You'll have to show it to me.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Go out and check out the...
I need somebody... And what?
People were like... When she say, hey, how about I just fucking read them? Hang on. I try because I like to go out and interact. This is going to piss you off. You're going to be like, fuck you, bitches.
If it pisses me off too much, you might be careful because I'll get on there and be like, listen, ho.
I hope you would.
You don't know me.
I would hope you would.
Mountain biking is freaking awesome for working out. Yes, yeah, I agree.
And we have mountain bikes.
In Texas, it's all flat.
That's the only problem.
So it's kind of boring. Now, but it's flat, but it goes. Like, you can ride a 30-mile trail easy in Texas.
Like, that's what I loved about Phoenix, is Phoenix was always, like, just big mountains, big drops.
Oh, except for when you fell on those big mountains, you look like you got hit by a semi the next day.
Somebody said I'd rip my hair out if that was my wife.
What was I saying?
You were talking about how you want to work out, but you need somebody to push you. And like, and I said, I'll push you. I said, I'll yell at you from downstairs. Remember that whole conversation? That was one. And another one said, dumper or divorcer?
Oh, these people can suck my dick.
She said that will help her lose weight.
Oh, I'm going on there. I'm be like,
I did smut laughy flaffy. Okay.
I'm going to go back and be like, how many black belts do you have, bitch? Let's meet in a dark corner and let me show you how much you can.
So, I mean, it's
suck my dick. People are rude. See, now I sound like that kid that was crying.
Yeah, like I'm not complaining about it. I mean, I just laugh because I'm like, holy shit, you have time to write all that stuff in a, it was a 20 second.
When clip. I lose 15 pounds, because I want to lose 15 pounds okay. before what's her name's wedding.
I think I've lost 15 pounds just being here.
You poop a lot up here, but when I lose 15 pounds, I'm going to come back and like flex for this bitch and be like, do you like me now?
Nobody, I don't know who that person is.
Oh, I'll still,
you'll
go
never
back.
Know who that person is.
But I can use her name. They put their name, right?
Yeah, but like, it doesn't go to anything.
But if like, I use her name, does it notify her that somebody used her username? Oh, no. See, shit.
And it's not necessarily a her or him. You don't know.
Divorce her. Dump her and divorce her. That'll help her lose some weight. You don't know me, sir. I eat under stress.
The divorce diet only works on some people.
No, not this girl. Hello.
Oh, I was laughing about it. I was like, oh, shit. Somebody took that much time?
Rude.
Fucking bitches.
Hey, listen. I got a good life. I'm too busy to work out. Just kidding, I'm not really, but that's funny. Oh, well, who cares? They don't know me.
Yeah.
I am fabulous without a fabulous body. I am fabulous.
I'm not disagreeing.
People compliment my legs every day, and I'm like, these are old legs. You should have seen them 7 years ago.
These are the old version? Yeah, this is my old ass body going up, trying to go down the mountain. I was like...
Fried squid mantle is pretty decent. Is that what you call the ones that have the legs?
Yeah, like the head and like the body, whatever the fuck. They were good, but I was like, it was just... There was something about them. They were a little too undercooked.
And I thought that everything was over... Like, I thought the squid was overcooked. Like, it was rubbery.
But those were the ring ones. Like, these ones were a little too...
I won't get their calamari again. You ordered cheesy bread after we made. Like, I went to the bathroom and came back, and you said, I saw the cheesy bread. I got a snorter. Oh my gosh, I'd kick my mother.
Yep.
So good.
Doppelganger. So, you may or may not have heard this story, but it's kind of an interesting one.
Excuse me, sorry.
These two guys did not know each other.
I can't wait to take a full breath without coughing.
That's how I am, dude. Like, you talk, like, we're doing a podcast. You have to talk a bit, right? Get no dead air. But the problem is, like, you
again,
run out of oxygen.
First world problems. us being in the mountain for vacation.
I can't breathe.
And we can't breathe.
But yeah, you have
goes
to.
Goes back to working out. Dumper
all right. So
and divorcer.
Doppelgangers with the same name sit next to each other, and that's these two.
Oh, yeah. I love this story.
On a plane, and similarities get even weirder. Every day, millions of people pass through airports all over the world. Who knows? You might be this minute scrolling through your phone, reading the stories you settle in for a pre-holiday bed. Whatever. That's all bullshit. Who cares? But what are the chances with all of the different faces bobbing around the various terminals that someone there is your twin? I think it's fair to say pretty remote, right? Well, that's exactly what happened to two Mark Garlands who set off from Terminal 2 at Heathrow on their flight to Bangkok, Thailand. Yeah, you read that correctly. There were two men sharing the exact same name on the same flight, and the similarities get even stranger. As well as having the same name, they both have four kids and look pretty similar. One's a little shorter than the other, right? Both have bald heads, just like me.
One's a little older than the other.
Yeah, a little bit.
What's that look like? Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. 58-year-old Mark realized that what was going on when he went to check in and was told that he had already done so.
Right.
Eventually, staff spotted that there were two passengers with the same name on the flight to Thailand. And as luck would have it, after meeting up and departures, Mark discovered that he was sat directly next to this guy.
Interesting.
Right. The younger of the pair, a bus driver from Wiltshire and the builder from Bristol, spent the entire flight chatting about their lives, discovering they both live about 15 minutes away from each other.
Holy shit.
With Mark sometimes catching the other guy's bus.
Interesting. That part they hadn't gone into. And
the pair even have a friend in common who drinks with Mark, 62, at his local pub. And as their destination might suggest, they've both got shared passion for Thailand, which could be a little unnerving. Thailand's kind of a ladyboy haven.
Well, it's also...
Meh. Meh. Having visited the country over a dozen times each. So there you go. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of single women there, though, too. Because you remember, think about how many guys have brought girls
over.
Are
they women?
Yes.
Are they single women? I'm just saying. It's like an obvious fucking thing. It's like, I'm not making that
up. I need you to show me some stats about how many ladyboys there are there.
I think it's like 50%. I saw something on...
He's swagging it, by the way. He's Scientific Greg right now. Science Greg.
Science Greg. It's kind of one of those strange things. So he said, we were so shocked by how strange it was, said the Mark the Younger. We both kept laughing and smiling about it. It made me happy. I said, you have caused me so much problems. And he said, you've caused me so much problems. Mm-hmm. Back and forth. I said, look. I'm Mark Garland, showing him my passport, and they started laughing. They showed each other's. They showed each other's.
Their passports.
Their passports. Other Mark said it was crazy having known anything like that. But I think it's kind of a cool little thing, right?
Well, here's the thing that I questioned. So you said that they each have a friend in common that they drink with at a. Why hasn't he ever said, hey, have you ever met the other
Jacob? Because it's one of those things that just doesn't come up, probably.
Maybe.
Again. Going back to the thing about dudes.
Maybe one's an acquaintance.
Dudes just don't talk about it. You're like, plus guys don't generally put things together because we don't dwell on things.
You mean because you have short attention spans?
I have a question for you.
Short attention spans, I would agree.
I have a question for you. When we're driving, just driving down the road, like on this road trip, and this was something that came up, and I think I saw a TikTok or something on Instagram. And the I don't know, if I presume it was his wife or whatever, asks her husband.
And he said, Thailand is amazing, away from the ladyboys.
See, I've never been there.
Thanks for clarifying. I want to go. I think it's just going to be weird food.
Do you constantly think about things?
I think about things all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have dead space in your brain? Like,
No. You
don't just have time where you're just not thinking about shit?
Only time I don't think about stuff is if I'm watching or listening to something else. Then I focus on what.
So if like the radio is off, you're just constantly.
Oh no, my brain would be in itself. It's kind of like my dreams. I told you I woke up yesterday pissed off about a dream I had about work. And I was like, I refuse to have these dreams.
You know what? That never happens to me. And it's a real thing. Like, I don't dwell on things. I don't think about things.
Like, it can be completely quiet. And what do you think about?
Nothing.
Wait, no, that can't be right.
You're asleep driving, or sitting next to me while I'm driving.
Yeah, you're listening to a podcast, though.
Nah, but I'm kind of just like watching the road. I'm kind of, that's out there, and I'm just driving.
You don't think about like...
Nothing.
What are we going to do when we're in Breckenridge? Or, you know, I might handle this differently than I did last Wednesday.
Nope.
Every day of my fucking life. Unless there's something entertaining my brain, always thinking about... How could I have handled that differently?
I never think about stuff like that. And that I was laughing about that little clip thing or whatever it was, reel or whatever they did. And because she asked him the same thing. Like, how can you not think about
stuff? How can you not?
I just don't.
So, yeah, I guess it's trying to think of
I never do.
But it was I guess funny. It's a main vein versus a vagina.
What?
A main vein. I got to go drain the main
Jesus
vein.
Christ.
That's what boys have called it before.
Okay.
I'm trying to call it as many different things as I can tonight. It's getting really hard. Huh, no pun intended. Get it? Okay, really hard.
We got it. We got it, honey.
You have to explain it. It was a fucking dad joke. but I think maybe it's a boy versus girl.
I don't
thing?
Think about that things.
I wonder if there's a girl that could answer that.
MC
and say,
said,
I don't,
he,
think about
don't
stuff.
Let we don't let stuff bother us that we can't fix. That's exactly it too, right? Like, I can't fix whatever you're trying to do. And if it was shit from 2 weeks ago, right? Like, what am I gonna do? Why would I even think about shit from 2 weeks ago?
Oh, dude. I mean, literally, sometimes something from 2 weeks ago hits even harder in my brain than something from yesterday.
Do you have an example? Well, it wasn't me like fucking up with something. Or saying something dumb.
I got feedback. Apparently, I said something I shouldn't send in front
you're
of
you're still an, thinking about that?
I'm fucking thinking about that.
All right. So Beth got feedback that she wasn't
professional enough. Whatever. In front of an executive.
She's only worked at the company for 25 years.
I was really?
So this anyways, executive we think has it out for
and her. And I asked for an example. What'd you say?
I said this exec has it out for you.
No, not I don't think that at all. But I asked for, could you tell me what it was? Because if you're going to give, my thing is if I'm going to give somebody feedback, I'm going to have that example lined up and ready.
Lockdown.
And so I said, can you give me an example or tell me what it was? And she couldn't. So then my brain has been going nonstop
through
those 2 days that I was in the office with an executive, like, What could it have been? How could I have, could it have been this? If I said this, how could I have done it different? If I did this? So no, absolutely obsessing about it.
You if just it's need quiet, to get over it, honey.
If it's quiet, it's even worse.
Really?
Well, you know, I am neurotic. I take medication for it. Yep. So it all falls in line.
See, like if I got feedback like that, I would just laugh nowadays. I mean, if I was like 3 years into my career or something like that, but that's me. I'm like, what are you going to do? Because that is, I mean, that is kind of shitty feedback. Like, hey, be a better person. What? I mean, what do you, how do you respond to something like that?
I don't think she said be a better person.
Or whatever.
What she did say was comparing my professional job to my
podcast
job. And I was like, okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Half the company knows we have a podcast.
And I am nothing at work like I am on this podcast. First of all, I am a Christian girl at work. Bad words hardly come out of my mouth.
Oh, you've gotten better at using bad words.
Not at work.
Only with a couple people.
Well, shit. I say shit. Well, some people, super comfortable people that say fuck in front of me, I say fuck in front of
them. That's what I'm getting.
When they open the gate, I'm all in. I'm all in. If you curse, I curse.
The gate to hell has been opened.
Part of me was like, listen, Beth, this is what you need to tell yourself. You're just trying to get through 4 more years. 4 more years. And then I'm the fuck out. 4 years. 4 years. And then I could do whatever I want. I mean, that might be another project manager job in someplace else.
PetSmart.
Probably not. Maybe PetSmart. My girlfriend that just got an AVP position at a bank somewhere. She's like, easiest job I've ever had. Most money I've ever made. Come join me. And I was like, maybe.
Hey. You're hot stuff.
I will be when I lose weight, according to those people. Dump me and
you
divorce
look
me.
Great. I love you, honey. You're
See,
fine.
I'm going to obsess about that. Seriously, the whole way home tomorrow, I'm going to be thinking about that. I'm going to get on that YouTube channel, and I'm going to look at those. I'm going to get on the clip. I'm going to read those messages.
I knew I was going to fuck up.
Shit. I'm going to get those messages, and it's going to be going the whole time. And then a week later, I'm going to be at the gym fucking killing myself, and those messages are going to be back in the head. I'm going to be like, suck my dick, bitches. Suck my dick, bitches. More kickbacks. More kickbacks, you know?
2-a-days coming up.
Get back to doing the cardio in the afternoon and the weights in the evening. I was tiny, but...
Get you into jiu-jitsu?
Fuck no.
Why not?
You come home hurt every Tuesday and Thursday.
It's all relative. Shit aches once in a while, but whatever. Hey, so Jacob said my wife's maiden name was Heather Johnson. There was another Heather Johnson who worked at Kraft Foods when she worked at Kraft. So we would get that lady stuff all the time. Yeah. We got a trip to Hawaii. That's awesome.
And it ended up being for the other Heather.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
And he says he listens to audiobooks all the time, so his brain stays blank. Excuse me.
I'm not.
OnlyFans in 4 years? Perhaps, Jacob. I mean, I still do really have cute feet.
Only feet? We did create
page
for Only Feet.
And we. I don't even remember what it was. Something that was a playoff Whiskey Kitty?
Yeah.
I can't remember either.
I think that was when we were up here like a few years ago.
No, I started it in Phoenix with Dina.
So those years and years, that's like 6 years ago. Yeah, so I don't know.
And MC said, that's because emotions snowball when not quelled, and females being the ones who started talking first, and most live off conversations, they never end until it's done. Again, my opinion. I don't think he's wrong. I think that as I've gotten older, I've learned that most often conversations... I'm never going to sometimes you just have to bite the bullet and realize you're not going to get the answer, the question, the words you want. So just get over it. I think I'm way better about that at this age, at least when it comes to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When it comes to you, I'll be like, you know,
maturity.
What?
Yeah, that's just dealing with
but
people.
But when I was a kid, I think I was 100% like I would go back to conversations like until I got the ending I wanted. It was still just
dwell on it.
It was like a spot that just kept.
It was like when your mom used to do that.
Yes. Or, you know, he
like
would just
pinch
keep
you behind the arm.
So MC, I think you're right as well.
I don't have a lot of that bad of like aches and pains. Like today my knee was bothering me, but it was just cause it was just different.
Here's where usage. I think it aches and pains that aren't aches and pains. You were exhausted. At one point you would have skied all day until 4 o'clock.
I don't have the
you did
endurance.
Get some, I just noticed you did get a little red today though.
Yeah, I don't have the endurance right now for this type of like
activity.
This, because it's like, I do a lot of cardio and stuff, but it's not like. This is different. I'm just not used to snowboarding. It's been 4 years since I've snowboarded. So it was literally like, I think we talked about it. Last time we were up here was fucking 2020 at the end of the beginning of the pandemic.
Jacob said, Greg, come down to Mexico with me in April to get stem cells and fix all those problems. Hey, I need stem cells too. Girls need them.
Where do you need them? What's wrong with you?
I'm 54.
I got an arm that doesn't go back. That's as far back as it goes. This one's fucking broken.
That's not all that's broken. I'm kidding.
What's that?
why stem cells, though, instead of testosterone? Because wouldn't testosterone...
Stem cells is what they inject into joints and stuff like that.
Oh, it fixes that.
Like your spine okay. and different things. It so helps regrow last night, stuff.
I think you were gone. Yesterday was my first day all by myself in 7 days. It was fantastic.
Sorry, Mick. We didn't wake you.
He's like... So yesterday was the first day all by myself. Like, because we've been together nonstop. Which is great, but I'm used to having like down quiet time.
Greg's in the garage hanging out.
No, Greg's at jiu-jitsu on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Yeah. And so I was watching something and it was these old people talking about stem cells. And there's this stem cell thing that he made that he puts in a drink once a day that has cured all that ails him. And I was like.
Like baby stem cells? He just squeezing out an umbilical cord?
But then it started making me think, I need to go back to wearing my just patches because like, I have a gazillion of them.
Like one of these like strike forces. He's just like, this baby stem cells.
That's disgusting.
He puts it in a cord.
But anyway, so I was like, but maybe that's the same thing. Like, but this is more directive while this is just your body ingesting and using it where it needs to.
I came across.
I have facials that I got with that. Infrared wand.
She's got facials.
That is stem cells, and you give me shit about that all the time.
It's expensive as shit, that little jar of cream. I swear they ground up a baby and put it in there.
I don't think they actually grind up a baby, per se. They might grind up the baby's umbilical cord. Hey, it's going on my face, not going on my
you
mouth.
You want to hear something funny? So this is...
Is it really funny?
I came across this...
Oh, he's going to Joe Rogan's place in April.
Nice, dude.
Wow. We have too many trips planned. He can't go.
I can go. It's next month. And it's literally it's an hour away from my house.
Mexico?
No, Joe Rogan's. Oh, down in... Oh, my bad. I thought he was talking about he's going to the comedy club.
He's pretty. No, if you're going to the comedy club, I'm going with you.
Well, I would go with him. Sorry. Somebody's going to watch the dogs.
And I hadn't called it a dick yet, so look, I just found another word.
Dick punch you.
I haven't used the C word yet either, so I guess I still have some...
We're good.
I have some...
I dropped a Baldy and the Big Guy. Go out and watch that. I dropped that at 5 because I forgot to drop it last night for this morning because I fell asleep. Because I fall asleep here in like 3 seconds after I lay down. I'll have a beer, full Same. Beer, and I'm like, fine. And I sit on one of those chairs right behind us, which is kind of just like a little chair. And I kick my feet up and...
For the purpose of not falling asleep is why he sits in those chairs versus the couch.
And what, 45 seconds later I'm asleep? Maybe a minute and a half.
I was reading.
It was kind of funny.
But I fell asleep before you, and then I woke up, and I was like, I'm good. I'm great.
This is just kind of a funny little post that the city of Kenosha put out there.
Where's Kenosha?
I don't know.
Oh.
Wisconsin? Idaho?
Somebody will tell us. They're smarter than we are.
I can't remember. I don't have that. My brain cell capacity has dwindled in the past few days.
7 days.
Do you have a hole that needs to be filled?
I'm sorry, what?
The city of Kenosha takes public safety very seriously, which is why we're excited to launch our new hashtag show us your hole public safety initiative.
Oh, fuck.
To participate, simply send us a picture of your hole along with its location and the tagline in quotes, come fill my hole.
Wait, what?
And we will dispatch our
crews did that on purpose.
To service your hole in your prompt. In
they
a prompt,
did this
professional manner, your satisfaction is our priority.
Because here's what's going to happen.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
It's
that's
been
what it
shared and shared and shared because it's fucking hilarious, right? But people are going to get their holes filled. Their
people are
road
start
holes.
Posting some shit, dude. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to go through it because I just happened. I was like, oh, I got to send that one to myself.
Hey,
that's
Lisa.
Just funny shit.
Welcome, Chica.
Lisa, what's up? Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. So, you know, city of Kenosha. Maybe you were doing the play on words.
I think they did it on purpose.
That's pretty clever, right?
They've got a young marketing person.
It's kind of like the Wendy's. Girl.
Let's hope the mayor doesn't decide to fire
like,
them. But
do you remember like the Wendy's? Like,
where's the beef?
No. It's like
remember that was Wendy's.
Their Instagram. Yo, I remember, but their Instagram person or Facebook or whatever would kind of get into spouts with different other fast food joints.
No,
and she was just like a ninja at it. Like posting things, right? And always being funny. And they, like, it just came out of nowhere.
Okay.
Right. And like, it's kind of like
give me
that.
An example? No,
I can't write off the top of my head, but joking. she would can you give me an example? Fuck you. But she would come out and she'd be like, our burgers are always whatever, because they don't freeze them.
They're fresh.
They're always fresh. Whereas something, and then like rag on McDonald's or Burger King or something like that, right? And
it McDonald's would get, is fresh now. Forth. It annoys you on these road trips because it takes us 10 minutes to get my burger, but.
No, the meat is all.
Yeah,
is,
well.
Okay.
Quarter pounders.
You guys want to hear a fucking
quarter
story?
Quarter pounders are made now when you order them.
You want to hear a quick story?
Can I pee?
No. Oh. We've got 12 more minutes, honey.
Okay.
12 minutes and we're good. Road tripping with this one. Adds 30 extra minutes at each McDonald's stop. We only stop at McDonald's.
Listen, if your bladder wasn't so small and you wouldn't need to take a smoke break, we would still be on time.
We stop twice.
We stop every 2 hours. What the fuck are you talking about?
For the dogs.
And you're going to blame it on the dogs?
You might as well take piss, but we stop to eat. And she gets...
quarter pounder with cheese, ketchup only.
And that... oh, but there it is. The ketchup only piece, which means they can't just grab one off the shelf... that's already pre-made and sitting there for like 7 seconds.
They don't make any of their quarter pounders pre-made anymore. They don't. That's their whole new thing since December. They only make quarter pounders and I believe even Big Macs when they're ordered.
Nobody can eat a Big Mac on a road trip.
Nobody should eat a Big Mac ever. They're disgusting.
They're amazing. You know what? Get a quarter pounder with Big Mac sauce and that's next level. I've done that a couple times.
That's gross.
No. Dude, it's just mayo.
Mayo and
shit.
Ketchup, that's gross.
But it's delicious. So we stop, yeah, every few hours. We pushed it a couple times, like 4 hours.
Well, a couple times we didn't even get the dogs out of the truck. You just had to pee.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's because, all right, first morning pee on a road trip is usually what? Two hours.
Jacob said it's 25K for the stem cells. You can't fucking do that.
I don't need stem cells. I don't need them.
Well, you said you go with them. It's only.
I'll go to Mexico.
But not for stem cells. You'll just go with him to Mexico.
Yeah, I'll just go to Mexico with you in April. So next month.
He can't keep up with you.
I'll have to get him a wheelchair. Let's fucking wheel him around. We'll get a little hover round.
Read Sugar Mama LOL. Yes.
McDonald's isn't disgusting.
I love McDonald's.
This is why.
No, people do think it's disgusting. I agree. I don't give a shit. I love it.
I understand. But
I love
it is
quarter
the,
pounders and french fries.
But it is the consistent. Most consistent.
Consistent. No matter where you get it in the States.
In the United States.
It's exactly the same. Is,
yeah, I get two cheeseburgers, a small fry, and a medium Diet Coke.
I never really thought about why you got two cheeseburgers
it's
until
road,
we were talking about it.
They're easy.
Because I said
eat.
The same thing about, well, the quarter pounders and the Big Macs are made. And you were like, Big Macs are too hard to eat on the road.
Yeah, there's too much shit in them.
They do
put
a lot of shit in
them. I understand what you're saying, but the other side of it is it's consistent. And it's the same fucking thing every place you go.
Exactly. Now, when you go to Europe and you get McDonald's, tastes nothing like it does here.
No, because it's probably better for you. Have you ever looked up the...
I don't think it's any better for you. They just use different. They just use different oils and sauces.
The ingredient. Go look up. Do your homework on it. The ingredients that they put into the McDonald's fries here.
Oh, they're horrible for you.
Compared to what they are in the UK.
And the fries are horrible
in
the UK.
Four things. No,
they're not good.
I'm just saying. There's like it's like potato, I remember, salt, and
so
that's
I always
it.
We always oil. Laugh because I'm such a picky eater that my whole problem with traveling the world is I don't like anything, and so I was so excited when I was in London as a 17 or 18 year old, going, oh, they have a McDonald's, finally something I will like. It was so disappointing. So I was like, what is this shit? I'm just going back to the Italian place for the third night in a row. I ate the same Italian place. Three nights in a row.
I've never been to London.
When I was in London and did the same thing when I was in Paris.
But what is Italian like in London? Same as here?
I mean, pretty much. The one in Paris, though, was really
good. It's like
good.
Olive Garden?
I think, well, it's better because they're actually from Italy. They're not the chef from Kentucky.
You get Italians that are running, maybe not Olive Gardens, but like the...
And those are the good Italian places.
I don't know. All right. We're going to wrap up... a Friday night edition. We got to go get some dinner. I got to pack the truck. We got shit to do.
I
got to
pee.
She's got to pee, evidently.
Wilkery says he stops every 2-3 hours when he road trips.
Yeah, you
got to
do it now.
Y'all are weak. Just put a pee pad on and let's keep going.
Just like a diaper like that. Remember that astronaut that went from Texas to fucking Florida?
It wasn't a diaper. It was probably like a
ladies
depends.
Yeah, it was depends.
I'm like, let's put that shit on, bitch. Just keep
going.
How
would that work? Could we do that?
No, you totally could do that for probably like two times and then.
Out there. I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, well, a little
late. It's the only thing I had green, so it is what it is.
It's fine. It's all good. You guys have a happy St. Patrick's Day. What's your feel good?
Today was my spa day.
Spa day.
Yeah. I got a facial. Don't make any rude comments. She educated me on a bunch of stuff that will, like, she was like, your skin is, I hate it when they do, your skin is so great.
But.
No. But here's what you can do better. $1,400 And she was like, so, I mean, we're both in our 40s, right? I didn't correct her. Yeah, bitch, I'm in my 40s. So she gave me some great things to look up. And then I got a massage.
And my wife's a sucker for shit like that. Generally speaking.
Just put the hook in. I got shit I'm buying on the way home tomorrow.
Really?
On the road trip, I'm going to be looking it up and be like, Amazon Prime.
No.
Coming at you live.
Come on.
Nope.
She makes her own money.
I mean, whatevs. Our money's our money, but yeah, I make money.
Mine was the jets flying over like a talkback. That's cool. Hey, Reed, I'm glad you got to see the...
takeoff.
The takeoff. That's awesome. Well, I'll go back and it'll be on X, I'm sure.
Hey, Lisa's right. She's like, it's Thousand Island dressing. It's ketchup and mayo. It's disgusting.
Go look it up. It's
a little
bit
different.
But
they put relish in it. They put relish in there.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I like it. Real quick, McDonald's to me has like a familial thing. Like it was one of the first places my dad ever brought me.
Oh, really?
When it was like, you know, like a dad would bring their kid to go get dinner by themselves. Because I had two brothers then. So that was my thing.
Well, that's kind of like me with the french fries. Like
right.
My
so
dad.
Like, it's got this nostalgia to it.
Put the fries down and put a layer of ketchup. Put fries down and put a layer of ketchup.
So that's why you do
and
that.
And that's how I still eat it to this day.
Yeah. So
as a grown ass adult.
I don't eat. We don't eat it very often, but we do eat it on road trips. But we haven't. They don't even have a fucking McDonald's in town up here, which is good.
No, and I'm okay with that.
They don't have any fast food
places. I want to eat. They don't.
They don't allow.
They don't allow chains.
Yeah.
Up here, so or they try to avoid chains.
Ever get the opportunity to come up to Breckenridge any time of year? It is beautiful.
If you don't like cold weather, summer is great.
It's like
still bring jeans and long sleeves for nighttime, but
it's amazing.
It's really beautiful.
We will catch you. We will catch you back next Wednesday
from home,
from back at the Bars Open Studio. The dogs won't necessarily be up here, but you get to see the dogs a couple times.
Oh, you can kind of see
Lucy's laying down there on the floor. So we love you guys. We will catch you next week. Have a safe St. Patrick's Day weekend. I know it starts tomorrow. Here's Lucy. There's Lucy. She's sound asleep. She doesn't know what's going on. It's all good. With that, we're out of here. We'll catch you guys next time. Cheers.
Bye, guys. Love you. Have a great weekend. Happy St. Patty's Day.
See ya.
Welcome to the Bars Open with Beth and Greg.